we welcome to the BBC Home Service Film Time, Mr. Robert Lewis. Mr. Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. White. The first picture I will discuss is Love's Capture, the debut work of a young director and screenwriter, Mr. Arthur Hayman. By beginning his directorial career with a sympathetic exploration of a young woman's adulterous affair in a small, unnamed British village, Mr. Hayman could be said to be positioning himself at the artistic vanguard of the British film industry. Tackling Hollywood's tinsel with British realism, earnestly and bravely, from the very start. His film demonstrates the themes prevalent on screens for the last decade on these shores. Characters beset with money problems, feelings of loneliness, failing marriages, but overall, it should be seen as a move away from the community-focused pieces of pre-war years, because it is a story about the plight of an individual. Where Mr. Hayman looks to break new ground is in attempting to make actress Phyllis Calvert not merely his female lead, but the film's lead. She is very capable, leading the film with a steady hand during its first half, which plays as classic melodrama, and mirroring the film's intended structural collapse with her own emotional one during the latter half. However, despite being a challenging exploration of contemporary British mores, its stylistic borrowings keep it from greatness. Many filmic techniques are recycled from British films of recent years, and it suffers in comparison to what this reviewer considers the year's superior picture, Fallen Idol, produced by rival studios London Film Productions. But it is perhaps harsh to blame these failings on Mr. Hayman. Insiders report that an argument with Gainsborough Studios made filming and post-production fraught, and resulted in much authorial control being wrestled from him. With this in mind, and concentrating on the film's successes, we look forward to seeing more from this talented young man.